This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces are advancing on Kiev and other key cities in Ukraine as part of a plan to decapitate Ukraine's government. The explosions and gunfire continued to rock parts of the Ukrainian capital Friday, along with areas near Kharkiv in the north and Kherson in the south, as Russian forces continue to slow march further into Ukraine. A senior U.S. defense official briefing reporters on the condition of anonymity in order to discuss intelligence said the Russian assault had unleashed a barrage of more than 200 ballistic and cruise missiles since the invasion began. In Kiev, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sought to rally his nation, rejecting rumors that he'd fled the city and insisting that he and other government officials, quote, are all here defending our independence, our state. Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko posted to his Telegram account Friday that Russian troops were very close to the capital. He predicted a difficult night for the city. He said the situation now is threatening for Kiev, no exaggeration. In Brussels, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said at a news conference that NATO will defend its allies.
There must be no space for miscalculation or misunderstanding. We will do what it takes to protect and defend every ally and every inch of NATO territory.
While Ukraine is not a NATO member, several of its neighbors are, and Stoltenberg said NATO is sending troops to those nations. The European Union approved on Friday an anticipated asset freeze on Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.